Chapter 6. Another Theft. Billy was sitting with James in the library. They were trying to do their maths homework, but Billy couldn't concentrate.
"Do you still think about that night at the lake?" he asked his friend. "Why was Mr. Evans there?"
"Oh, Billy," said James. "We aren't talking about the Green Lady anymore. We promised that."
Billy was surprised by this reaction.
"I'm sorry," said James. "I understand you want to solve this mystery, but this is crazy."
"You're right," said Billy. "I mustn't worry about the ghost of the Green Lady. I'll concentrate on Mr. Evans instead."
"Why?"
asked James.
"It's hard to explain, but I don't trust him," said Billy. "I must think of a plan."
"Oh, Billy, not another plan."
"Now I've got a plan," said James. "Let's finish our homework, or we'll get a detention."
The next day, Billy decided to spy on Mr. Evans.
"I'll watch him after school. Maybe I'll learn something new," he thought.
Mr. Evans was a very busy man, and it was hard to follow him. Billy tried to watch him from a distance. He did this for a few days.
"Billy," said Alan one evening, "what are you doing behind that tree?"
"I'm trying to find Mr. Evans," said Billy. "He's disappeared again."
"I saw him near the lake 5 minutes ago," said Alan. "Now where are you going?"
"Sorry, I can't talk now," said Billy. "I'll tell you later."
Billy ran towards the lake. He saw Mr. Evans standing near a tree.
"I'll walk behind the tree," thought Billy. "He won't see me from there."
Mr. Evans was talking on his mobile phone. Billy approached and listened to his conversation. He heard the teacher say,
10 p.m. at the church. Wait for my usual signal."
Billy returned to his room and told James the news.
"James, I've got something important to tell you," he said.
"We can't talk about it now," said James. "There's an emergency assembly for the entire school. We must go immediately."
"Why?" asked Billy.
"I don't know," answered James. "Let's go and see."
James and Billy sat next to Mark at the assembly. All the teachers were there, and the room was quiet.
"Look at Mr. Hopkins," said Billy. "He looks worried."
"I've got very bad news," said Mr. Hopkins in a serious voice. "The school thief stole another valuable object."
All the students started to whisper.
"Silence," said Mr. Hopkins. "This time, the thief took our beautiful sword from the dining room."
"I don't understand," whispered James. "They keep that old sword in a locked glass cupboard."
"The thief broke the glass," Mark explained.
"The caretaker told me. He cleaned the broken glass. That sword is hundreds of years old. It's very valuable."
The boys turned and listened to Mr. Hopkins.
"This is very serious," the headmaster was saying. "The sword was part of the school's history. We will find the thief. Until we do this, you are all under suspicion. We're watching you all very carefully."
Billy looked at Mr. Evans. The maths teacher was looking at him with a strange expression on his face.
"Mr. Evans doesn't like me," thought Billy. "Does he know I'm spying on him? I'm sure he's hiding something, and I must discover his secret."
Later, Billy told James about Mr. Evans's phone conversation.
"Let's go to the church tonight and watch him through the window," suggested Billy.
"No," answered James. "I'm sorry, Billy, I'm not going.
Why not?
Asked Billy.
You heard Mr. Hopkins, said James. They're trying to find the thief, and everybody's under suspicion. We can't go out at night. It's too dangerous.
We won't get caught, said Billy.
Come on, James. Don't be a coward.
James really wanted to help his friend, but he didn't want to get into trouble.
Everything was okay last time, continued Billy. We'll be very careful and nobody will see us.
All right, said James, but he didn't sound happy.
I'll come with you tonight, Billy, but I must be crazy. You're a very bad influence on me.
Billy and James returned to their bedroom and told their roommates their new plan.
We're going out of the school later, explained Billy, but nobody must know. Will you help us?
Yes, we'll put your pillows in your bed, said Mark. It worked last time.
Yes, the pillows look like sleeping bodies in the bed, agreed Alan. The teacher on duty won't know.
Thanks, said James. I hope you're right. If you're not, I'll kill you, Billy.